On the day Dorothy prepared to leave Blakely, sleet swirled down from a threatening grey sky. Esther stood outside on the top step, waiting for her sister. 12 now. Esther couldn't remember the last time she'd cried, but she felt like it now, swallowing a lump in her throat.
Get back inside.
Dorothy appeared on the step, dressed in a coat meant for someone bigger, wearing black lace-up shoes, a woolen hat, and mittens whose wool had shrunk tight in the wash.
You'll catch your death. Just look at you, you're soaked through.
Esther's uniform was sodden. Droplets of rain streamed from her hair and down her face like huge tears. Dorothy did what she did best and fussed over Esther. But both sisters knew this was only a ruse to hide their true feelings, the dread they both felt at being torn apart. These days, Mam was never mentioned, and if Esther did think of her, it was with contempt. And when she found herself softening, feeling tempted to forgive her, she reminded herself of her mother's betrayal and hardened her heart. Dorothy was the one Esther loved and couldn't bear to be separated from.
Have you got the directions to the house? She asked,
anxiety bouncing around like a tennis ball in her stomach.
In my pocket, but guess what, Esther?
Hope glimmered in Dorothy's eyes.
The house is within walking distance from here, a place called Beach Road, behind the town hall. I'm to be a nursemaid, the mistress says.
Neither of the sisters knew the layout of their hometown, having spent most of their lives within the confines of Blakely. But the fact that Dorothy's place of work was in the vicinity made Esther sag with relief.
Write as soon as you can, she begged.
The mistress maintained that if the orphans were taught to read and write in class, it would make it easier for her to place them in employment. But the sisters stared knowingly at each other. Since leaving, Sandra had only corresponded once, and they'd never heard from her again. She had written to say that she was employed as a general servant by a solicitor and his wife. Her letter had ended,
"If you think life gets any easier after Blakely, then think again. From cook to the mistress and her three good-for-nothing daughters, I'm everyone's skivvy. I'm fed reasonably well, but that's only so I keep up the strength to run after the lot of them. I miss you terribly, but don't be surprised if I don't write, as I never have any spare time."
Dorothy wrote to the address, but she never received a reply. Sandra's silence upset her, and she wouldn't discuss the matter, even when Esther pestered her. Esther's biggest fear was that the same thing might happen to Dorothy.
"I'll write the minute I can," Dorothy promised, shivering. Whether it was from cold or fright, Esther had no way of telling. "In 3 years, it'll be your turn, and I promise, Esther, I will find us a home. Can you stay brave until then?"
A memory came flooding back of Mam requesting the same thing. But this was Dorothy, Esther reminded herself, and she trusted her implicitly. As snowflakes began falling rapidly between them, Esther nodded.